All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, apparently Ray wants to get a tattoo, he was telling me.
Ooh, of what? Where?
Whoa.
Of his girlfriend.
Oh.
Because you're not fiancé yet, huh?
No. It's just still dating.
Just still dating?
Yeah. I want to get a bae tattoo on the old bicep.
What do you mean bae? But
like her face or her name or
it
what?
It would just say bae.
Oh.
On the old bicep. And I'm thinking.
But hold on a second, though. The bae came because your name was Ray. And it just rhymes.
Right, but that's still what I call her. It's a nickname.
And you want to get on the bicep?
Yeah, I don't think it's not a long enough word to look good on the back. The best place
on
for
the
it.
Back? Do you need a tattoo on your back?
I've considered my last name on my back, but this one I would say either tricep, forearm, something like that, an arm type area. So I'm about I'd say 60-40. I'm really thinking about getting it. It's about $400. It would just
what?
Be a procedure, get it done in the afternoon.
You're going
procedure.
To the wrong person.
There'd be some flowers and stuff around it. It's not
on your bicep?
Yeah.
Well, you're going full in, huh? So
like a whole bit, sleeve.
Not a sleeve. Flowers. There's a design. It's not just going to be three letters. There's a little bit more to it.
Oh, okay.
I think it sounds romantic.
But
and it's good for anything that's before all us in your life.
And she'll hear this and probably know about it, but I did kind of.
What'd you say before what?
Before all else?
No, I thought it was before all else.
But that's
I
don't know, what
people,
I said.
People, oh, I thought you no, that's what you said. Yeah. Do people even say bae anymore?
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say bae.
Yes, people do.
I haven't heard anyone say that other than Ray.
And it's really just my pet name for her, and so she knows it means her. So it's really just a tattoo for me and her. I don't care what other people
I have
think.
A t-shirt that says Bobby Bones is bae.
Yeah.
That was so 3 years ago, though. Do you know what's funny about the shirts? Because we sell merch at my comedy shows. When I had a girlfriend, nobody would buy the future Miss Bobby Bones shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And now they sell again.
Because there was never a chance.
Yeah, there was no hope. Because now there's hope.
Yeah, I'm seeing
now there is.
It's just funny how that works. No one wants to get it. Wrapped up in this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be caught in this spider web.
They don't want in this enigma.
Uh-uh.
So, what are you going to say about a tattoo?
Just going to say, I'll let you guys know. It's
no,
still
Eddie,
TBD.
Eddie had something to
I
say.
I was just going
to
say, like, I don't know why he wouldn't want to get maybe engaged first, and then, like, that will show her that you really, like, love her and you want to be with her.
But is this for you or for her?
I think both of it. I kind of want my first tattoo, and why not get your girlfriend's name on your arm?
It's well, not her name, but, yeah.
What if, that's true, it's not her name. And what if you just get... her engagement ring.
Bam.
And get engaged. I mean, that's long term.
Sounds very traditional.
What
sure,
if
yeah.
you get tattooed on your body? Will you marry me?
Ooh.
Oh, I like that.
Like you show her your first tattoo
yes.
and it says, will you marry me?
Uh-huh.
I think it's funny, but she probably wouldn't. She probably wants it to be super romantic.
And then you could put yes or no on each bicep. And listen, oh no, this
oh,
is what
no,
you
Amy's
do.
Doing full
you
body
do,
art.
You do like, stop. Will you marry me on your chest? And then yes or no on each bicep and go flex yes or no.
Wow.
Like, check, but flat. Never mind.
Oh, boy.
Well, hey, let us know how that goes.
Well, yeah, I really was joking about it.
It shouldn't be $400, though. Having tattoos myself, a few, it shouldn't be $400.
But Bobby, his is going to have art involved.
Flowers, like, man. He's like flowers.
I did kind of want some color. I didn't just want black and white.
You want color?
Yeah.
I'm not a big color guy. You, like, Ben Affleck's back? Other than that, I don't like any color.
He has some weird dragon thing.
That is
ew.
Awesome.
I said it was a dragon, too. Apparently, it's a phoenix.
Whatever it is. I don't
yeah,
like it.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. It looks like a dragon. Mm-mm. Yeah, it looks weird.
Yeah, there's no way Jennifer Garner was about that.
Is that why they broke up? Are they still broken up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we are on Tuesday. We record this after the show is over, so you're about to hear today's show. The big takeaways today, we put the shot collar on.
We can't spell.
And we did spelling.
Oh, I made a good gift for you. I'll send it to you.
Of me?
Yeah, you getting shocked.
Well, don't spoil it. Who knows? I may nail all the questions. So that comes up in just a little bit. Anything you want to say, Amy?
Just hope everybody has a great day.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm on. Get ready to go to Jamaica today on
oh,
today's show.
Oh, I forgot.
Show.
Lunchbox took us on a little trip through the islands.
Yeah,
the islands.
Man. Get ready. Enjoy.
That's true. Anything, Eddie, you want to say?
Yeah, just be good today. You
I
know?
Think about that.
Enjoy it.
Thank you so much. We're going to get
cracking
here.
Yeah.
Oh,
if the Happy Face truck today is listening to this, if you could get to my house
oh,
earlier
your air,
than
your
later.
Air's out.
The Happy yeah. truck face.
The Happy Face truck
Hiller.
Today. Yeah.
Hopefully you get that air fixed. I don't even know how to use my air conditioner. Oh, by the way, I do have liability insurance in my pool.
Oh, so you
oh,
checked
good.
On Oh, that's
okay.
You never addressed that on today's show.
But we didn't talk about it on the show. We talked about it on the podcast
okay,
only.
Okay, so let's address it here.
I don't even like talking about that I have a pool, frankly.
Why?
Because it just seems
it's your
it seems rich.
Forever home.
I know.
They
but,
don't know if it's a real pool or a plastic
yeah,
pool.
Yeah, they don't know if it's
you
a
have to get
kiddie
into
pool.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It is what it is.
Yeah, a pool.
And I'm not hiding from it.
You can't hide from it.
Because at this point in my life, yes, at this point in my life, I've worked hard and made some smart decisions and have become somewhat successful. So I have a pool. I've never had a pool. I probably swam in a pool 10 times in my life, but I have a pool. And I think it just sounds douchey, but I do have it. And there is liability insurance on it because I called and checked yesterday.
All right.
So we're allowed to come swim.
So codes, how we need access codes.
Who's we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
Just the kids, you know. We want to take the kids out summertime.
Yeah. Kids.
Yeah.
We can take them to the Y. It's fine.
Remember last year, man, I had to sneak into the apartment pool by my house. Like, I don't want to do that again.
The kids are already like, Bobby has a pool? And then it's okay. Yeah, they know. They know.
Why'd you tell them?
They know.
Do they go, he's a dude.
They hear you.
They listen to the podcast.
They listen. They're like, whoa, he has a pool? You want to talk about growing up without a pool?
They had a whole ocean, though.
That's true. They were on an island.
They were on an island.
Yeah, but they didn't.
That's the biggest pool ever.
Leave the orphanage.
Yeah.
Listen, if you don't want to have two little cute kids come swim in your pool.
Or four.
Do they know how to swim?
They're working on it, but Bobby has liability insurance.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, that's morbid.
Yeah. Hello, y'all are acting like they had to die. Why'd your brain go there? Maybe they just,
flail
about
head
for a minute.
Stop it. By the way, Austin's sold out. Tampa, I'm coming to you. And Northampton, I'm coming to you. Boston sold out. But there are a bunch of comedy shows we've put up at BobbyBonesComedy.com. And I'm doing 6 shows in Nashville. So that goes until this Friday. That being said, let's start today's show. Thank you very much for hanging out. And away we go.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, welcome to Tuesday's show. More studio.
Morning.
Hey, I wrote this on my Twitter last week, and it just keeps getting retweeted. So, you familiar with the little piggies? This little piggy went to the...
Went to market. This little piggy stayed home, yeah.
The rhyme is, this little piggy went to the market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy went wee, wee, wee all the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my whole life I knew that.
Yeah.
I never knew how dramatic the beginning of that rhyme was.
Oh,
the,
gosh.
The little piggy went to the market so they could eat him. Yeah.
Oh.
I thought he went to grocery shop.
So me too. He went to the market to pick up.
No,
he went to the market.
No, he went to the market. Yeah, to be sold and eaten.
That's the first big toe.
Oh, the piggies on the toes?
That's
Wow. That's how
we did it. Think about that, Aim.
Yeah, no.
This little piggy went to the market.
And this little piggy stayed home.
Yeah, so it took a piggy to the market. How about that? That thing keeps getting retweeted, and I didn't know that was a thing. I saw it online. I was blown away by it.
Wow.
It's crazier to me that the other piggy had roast beef. Like, what pigs have roast beef?
But it's cow.
Yeah, of
That's
course.
Like that. It's like the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Good point.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They're always trying to eat each other, so they don't get eaten.
You're right. It's weirder that that one went to market.
They're just trying not to go to the market.
I just didn't know it was such a tragedy to start with.
No, I honestly, like, pictured the pig shopping.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
Huh.
Man. Let's do this. Talk to Chelsea in Oklahoma. Hey, Chelsea, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for calling the show. What's going on?
I just wanted to call you guys and tell you good morning, and I like listening to the show.
Oh, thanks. What do you do this early in the morning?
Well, I get up about 4 every morning, and I drive to work. I work in Fort Smith. I'm a dispatcher for Goodyear Fleet HQ.
Man, that waking up at 4 a.m., and I say this as someone who wakes up earlier than 4 a.m., but it's all the same. Anything before 5 a.m. is all the same. Anything. At 4:59, 2:19. It's all brutal. And you have to change your sleep schedule at night because of it. So, Chelsea, I admire that if you can wake up every morning and do that. Thank you for calling.
Hey, you guys have a good day.
Hey, yeah, you too. When I used to do maintenance on a golf course, I'd wake up at 4. It's amazing how I'm not a morning person, yet I've had so many jobs waking up really early in the morning.
Well, you're just trying to work.
I'm just trying to get me hours in as I can
get
in. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah. You got to do what you got
to
do.
Workers work is what I always say. But no, I would drive to work. I fell asleep once driving my car to the golf course. Woke up in someone's yard. Just because I was so sleepy, I just remember going, oh, I'm so sleepy. And then I woke up and I was like, oh my God, look at the house. I was like, where am I? Oh no.
Man.
And then
so lucky.
I just drove out of the yard. Man. Fell asleep while driving. That is not safe. One time driving to work, there was a helicopter flying above me. For sure, I was looking to see if I was running drugs or something.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and it was flying really close, but I kept looking up. I couldn't find it. So I drove all the way, and it was a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I heard
that.
Oh, I heard the helicopter.
Sounds the same.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
No, I thought there was a helicopter flying over me as I was going to at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You kept looking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
graduation season, this 83-year-old guy named Raymond just earned his diploma at the Rochester Institute of Technology. He was a student there in 1960 at the age of 24, but he had to drop out. He got sick at 24. So at 83 years old, he went back and finished school.
Amazing.
Probably had some free time.
Yeah.
Probably tired. Yeah, I saw another guy. It was like 91 that graduated too. Just have a few credits left.
It's pretty cool.
It's probably a good time to do it, though. I mean, really.
Yeah, why not?
You retired.
It's something they've been holding on to for a while. They just want to check it off their list.
Well, congratulations to Raymond. The one person that I'm waiting to finish college is Lunchbox.
Yeah.
3 hours short.
Maybe he's wanting to be one of these stories.
Oh, you wanting to be old?
Yeah, 95 when I retire.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
When he has more free time.
Let's go over to Raymundo with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. An Allegiant Airlines flight from Orlando to Grand Rapids was delayed after a rowdy passenger stole a flight attendant's demonstration jacket and hid it in the bathroom. Everybody was okay. The flight was just delayed a little bit. In Hawaii, another crack opened in that volcano, sending more lava to the surface, threatening more homes. Officials are saying to pay attention to the evacuation orders. And finally, in weather news, severe storms are expected from Texas to Virginia today. Tons of rain, so be careful on those roads.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones. You know, when people tell me they like exercising, I just don't trust them.
Why?
Bunch of liars.
Yeah, because they're lying.
Oh. What do you think? What? How? What?
I think you can like after exercise.
Yeah, man.
What about yoga?
I don't know. Maybe I hate it so much.
Okay. I see.
Here's
I don't...
me on a run. Let me just explain to you me on a run. Okay. So, put my music in, try to get myself pumped up. First of all, I dread it like crazy leading up to it. I spend more time dreading it than I do doing it. I'm like, oh. I go running. I'm like, okay, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks. Oh, I'm so tired. Look at my watch. 0.1 mile. Oh, come on.
Oh, that's not very far.
No, I know. Yeah. And that's how I feel all the 0.1s.
Okay, okay. Well, running isn't that much fun, but
I don't eat, like, I box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something to do. Oh, I hate it.
Wow.
I mean, all exercise.
Okay. Even when it's something fun like boxing.
Right.
It's not fun. It's still really hard.
Okay.
But here's the thing. And the reason I bring... There's something called plogging. It's a overseas fitness craze. Now, listen. The idea is that you run with a trash bag. And as you're running and you carry an empty trash bag, you pick up trash as you're running. You try not to stop. And you pick up trash on the road or wherever you
are.
Now, here's how when you get to stop when your bag is full. So, one, it gives you something to think about other than just running. Two, you're saving the environment. And three, you're getting like core work when you've been down.
That's fantastic and all, but what if you don't get enough trash? Like, you can't
keep
stop
running.
Till your trash bag is full.
Yeah,
that's
it.
I'm gonna run near a landfill or something.
Keep running. Hey, Rika, is that your name?
Rika.
Rikola. What up, Rika?
I never heard that before.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, well, hold on. Have you ever heard anyone yell Rikola at you?
All the time.
Exactly what I said. Yeah, go ahead. What can I do for you, Rikola?
I just want to say I'm a big fan of the show, and I love the Tell Me Something Good.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, 55 after, we do it every hour.
I know, because I listen.
What? That a girl?
She knows.
It is. Well, I appreciate that. What else do you like? Anything else?
The whole show. It's like freaking awesome.
Mm.
Y'all are awesome.
Interesting.
We really need some constructive criticism.
Yeah, what's the one thing you'd have less of?
I mean, okay, y'all play a lot. Okay.
Go ahead. Speak your mind.
Speak my mind.
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all play a lot of songs, and I love the songs y'all play, but you play a lot of songs.
Are you saying we should talk more, like more talk, less music?
Correct.
More talk. There it is. There it is.
Correct.
Right
there.
Correct.
Okay. Hey, Raymond.
Yeah.
I know you keep. You have a
little notepad.
Yeah, he's got a whole trapper keeper over there full of notes.
Yeah.
Put that in your trapper keeper. We need to more talk,
trapper
less music.
Keeper.
Yeah. Oh, you like that, Rika? You know, a trapper keeper joke?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's part of my days.
You have a trapper keeper?
You have a trapper keeper?
No, not now, but back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, back
day.
In the day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back,
yeah. Back in the day. Rika, thank you for calling. That is one check
so
down for more talk and less music. There you go.
Okay, thanks. Have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too.
We used to, like, years ago, didn't we?
10 years ago.
Yeah.
People would call all the time and go, more talk. That's how they'd start every call.
Every call.
More talk.
And then
talk,
Bobby would go, ding. And then Bobby would be like, why are you calling?
Yeah. Like, they would. That was the start of every call on the show. They would go, hey, enough with the music. More talk, less music.
So what you guys do?
We talk more after that.
We definitely talk
more. We give the people what they want.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Mike D, a.k.a. Movie Mike, a.k.a. Quiet Mike, a.k.a. My Mike Sharona. He has his list of movies to see this summer. Is that right?
Yeah.
This guy loves his movies, man.
Yeah, he does.
If there's a movie that comes out, he's there. He's seen them all. How many you have over there?
I got five.
These are the five movies to look forward to this summer. At number five,
Christopher Robin, the live action Winnie the
that
Pooh.
That does look pretty good. Because Christopher Robin's now an adult man, and Winnie the Pooh comes back into his life. Yeah, that does look pretty good. Number four,
The Incredibles 2, the Pixar movie.
Hasn't that been like 20 years? Since the first one?
It was like 10, 15.
Like a long time for a sequel. I love The Incredibles when it came out. I watched that one. At number three on Movie Mike's top five movies of the summer. Number three.
Solo, A Star Wars Story.
That's coming out soon, huh?
Yeah.
He just loves Donald Glover.
Yeah. He's Lando in it. Looks awesome.
Yeah. the rapper?
Childish Gambino, Donald Glover?
Yeah, he's going to act in this one? That's cool. I didn't know that.
He's an actor first.
I didn't see. I don't know this stuff.
He does all that.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Number two.
Deadpool 2 comes out Friday.
Yeah, that's right. That's going to take down Avengers.
Yeah, as they say.
The first movie to take. And the number one movie that Movie Mike is looking forward to.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Yes. You are?
Yeah.
Really?
That's the number
dude,
one.
It looks so good.
More than Deadpool 2?
Yeah. More than Christopher Robin?
I saw the last trailer for it. It looks awesome.
Yeah. Really?
Interesting.
Well, there he is, Movie Mike, or Mikey Likes It, a.k.a. Music Mike, a.k.a. Mike on the Mic, a.k.a. There you go.
Okay.
That's a bad number one, huh?
Terrible.
Jurassic.
Watch the trailer. You'll change your mind. It looks so good.
What's the premise?
I mean, Mike?
I think they try to, get rid of all the dinosaurs. And then
isn't that been all the movies?
Pretty much.
To get rid of the dinosaurs?
Yeah,
but this one looks really good.
Is Chris Pratt still in this one?
Yeah.
Okay, I may check out Deadpool 2, though, if I get a chance. That does look really good. Bobby Bones
Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Baron Morris has joined the performance lineup at Sunday's Billboard Music Awards. She and Zedd will sing their song, The Middle. The show airs live on NBC. So Walker Hayes is saying that he and his wife, Lainey, they're going to have a home birth for their seventh child, and it may even be a water birth. The baby's due next month, but he's thinking that the baby will come out before Memorial Day. I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this girl, Amy Murphy, got married and then they went on to the reception. You got to the part where you throw the bouquet and then somebody catches it. Well, this is where she steps in and helps her brother propose to his girlfriend. So instead of throwing, whoever catches the bouquet, that's who gets married next.
Uh-huh.
So she's super cute. She goes over and just hands it to her brother's girlfriend. Like, this is all you. And then the brother gets down on one knee, proposes, and it's like, boom. So it's like a special day for the whole family. They get to watch their daughter get married and their son get engaged.
Can I say this, too? I think a little more light should be shed on the fact that it was her special day and she allowed someone else to come in and make it part of their special day, too.
Yeah.
How unselfish that is.
And she said she loved it. She wouldn't have had it any other way. Like, she loves her brother and it was perfect.
How about that, huh?
How about that?
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Ridgewood, New Jersey. A 59-year-old woman is facing numerous charges after she left the cable girl up in the box. You know how she uses a little bucket to go up there and fix the cable? The lady got mad, went out, and took the keys out of the car.
Oh.
So that way she has no power. So the lady was just stranded up there in the little bucket.
So it's electrical, and it goes up.
Yeah.
But if you take the keys out of the car, there's no power to take it up or down.
Man.
So then what did she do? Just call someone?
Yeah, she had to call for help, and they came, and they arrested the 59-year-old woman for false imprisonment.
Wow, because she did hold her against her will.
She had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So what happens to her then? Does she go to jail?
She's going to go to jail.
Yeah, she'll be charged with false imprisonment.
I mean, she'll probably plead, guilty and get, community service. But yes, she was mad at the cable person for messing with the wires, so she turned off the power.
There you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, so I got a message from Ryan Hurd. He came on the show on Friday and he sent me a text. He said, "Hey, man, you should come over to the house and lift."
Oh.
Like weights?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Because he's
big.
Yeah.
And
you were complimenting
you.
Him on his bigness.
Probably a little too much. Yeah, actually, I mean, I watched it back on YouTube, and I know Ryan socially a bit. And I like Ryan as a person, but when the microphones are on, it gives me a minute to actually say whatever I want to say. Because this is not real life. This is more real life to me than real life, so it's not real life.
Okay. Mm.
I say things to my audience I would never say to somebody in person.
100% fact.
Yeah. Like, I say things on the air that I would never say to somebody else. Like,
I'm like, really?
I'm more honest here than mm-hmm. anywhere else. And so he was in. I was like, man, your body is just killing it.
It's a wonderland.
Yeah. And so he texts me. He goes, "You should come over to the house. We'll lift in the garage." I just think he's too big, right? For me to lift with?
No.
I have to keep peeling the weights off?
He'll spot you.
That's the thing. I don't want to go and lift with Raymond. Raymond, our producer's a recreational bodybuilder.
Yeah.
If you have to work out with somebody and you always have to take the weights off for them,
it's annoying.
Right?
Yeah, he's going to lift more weight than you, and it's every time you're going to have to be taking the plates off, and then he's going to have to switch the plates for you. It doesn't work. You got to lift with somebody your exact same size.
Here's the deal. I feel like, for whatever reason, you do seem smaller than him, but I feel like you're just as strong.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
So maybe you don't need to be changing weights.
Yeah.
He's got the body I'd like to have.
He's got a big body.
Yeah. And sometimes when you're trying to show off, mm-hmm. you can do more.
That's when I injure myself.
Yeah, you get hurt. That's what I'm worried about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking if you show up, you could just, for one day, you could lift stronger than.
For one day, you can tear your pecs.
Well, maybe he can help you get that chest you've been wanting.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what do you think of that dude?
I mean, whatever. He's fine. He was in here.
No, his body.
You don't think he's hot?
Maren Morris likes him, so.
Who's better looking, Eddie or Ryan Hurd?
I don't know.
You can't tell the difference at all?
No idea.
Who's better looking?
I bet you Eddie's wife would say Eddie.
Eddie or David Beckham?
I have no idea.
You can't tell the difference in dudes?
Nope. Mm.
I understand that. It's hard to see the difference between us.
He's lying.
Oh.
Okay. Just stop it, Eddie. I was watching, and I've seen it before, but I was watching Shark Tank. I don't like it episode by itself. I don't like, it's not enough.
Oh.
Watching it like I do the prison shows, because I don't like the prison shows by themselves. It's not enough.
Okay.
I need to sit down and watch about 4 episodes at once of the show.
I see what you're saying. You need more than just one.
I've never been a fan of Shark Tank, because I've only ever seen it come on one at a time. Mm-hmm. But I was in New Orleans, and I was watching this show, and I'd heard Mark Cuban do some interviews too, where those judges don't like each other, or whatever they are. The sharks,
yeah,
they don't like each other
because they're always in competition.
Well, no, they compete each other in real business. It's not about the show.
Oh, so genuinely, they just don't.
Some of them really don't like each other.
Got it.
And so I would listen to him do interviews, and so I felt like I knew those sharks a little bit. But I watched about 4 episodes, and I was like, "Huh, this is interesting. It's a binge show only." Because you get to watch like 2 people otherwise.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to check it out. I don't know. I just always see Lunchbox tweeting or talking about products. I'm like, oh, so then I see them at the store and I'm like, oh, wow.
I never wanted to buy the products though. I never watched it and went, that's a product I could get into.
That Wild Friends peanut butter.
So good.
So good.
I wondered if some of these people were nuts. And if they knew that, you know how the American Idol would send people up there sometimes because they were bad? They would send them up with the dumbest ideas. And these guys would go up and go, "I got an idea. And for $500,000, I'll give you 1% of my toothpick business." And I'm like, you're made up. You're
not. Just for entertainment.
Yeah, it's good though, man.
Oh, man, they take advantage of their poor idea.
Eating fast food puts you in a bad mood. The author of a book finds that foods with trans fats, especially in like fries, can make you feel depressed, aggressive, pessimistic. There's a book called The Happiness Diet, but listen, let me make this easy for people. If it tastes good, it ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
For you.
It's true.
And we can't go, "I'm going to shut it all down and only be Amy and eat the grass from the backyard." Because she's tricked herself into things that don't taste good. Like it's taken many years for her to train her palate at that.
You're right. I do. I've trained my palate, but I still indulge in the bad stuff. And then it's so true. I feel like total crap. It tastes good for a minute. And then my body's so used to not having it that I feel the crappiness right away.
So just if it tastes good, it ain't good for you.
Yeah.
And that's what I have to deal with. And I'm on the 10 meal plan. So it's a diet plan I've started.
I like it.
Well, it's 10 absolutely right meals, and then you get 1 meal that isn't. Because even I need a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so I do 10 and 1. I'm saving mine. I have announced, I can't say it yet. I have announced my coming up in an hour.
Okay.
But then I have an announcement about when I'm going to eat pizza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
a good
yeah.
one.
It's a that's not the announcement.
Oh, that's not the real one.
No, no, but it's after that.
But I'm interested in that.
Yeah, and we have to talk about if I'm going to have a, like a get-together at my house on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Well, there's been a couple wrenches in the system.
Why?
Uh-oh.
Well...
Oh, great. You're not going to be here?
Legal wrenches?
No, not legal.
Liability? Okay. Yeah. You looked into that?
I'm all good.
Okay.
Yesterday on the post-show, pre-show, which you can only hear if you download the podcast, we talked about a bit of the difficulties of now and what's happening at my house. But, you know, if you listen to the podcast, you hear a whole bunch of segment at the very beginning that you don't get to hear on the air.
I was worried about that one.
Well, yeah, were you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, what do you want from me, huh? Remember, if it tastes good, it ain't good.
For you.
For you. Parentheses. For you. If it tastes good, it ain't good. What do 24-year-olds care about? Let's go over to Morgan number two. Morgan number two, what do you care about today?
Not working.
Can we please get Morgan number two's microphone fixed? I mean, once a day I have to say, hey, would anyone mind fixing our equipment? Just once a day, you know, publicly. Oh, no. Let me hit the button again. What do
24-year-olds care about? There's a new comfort food making its way on a menu.
You know what? Get over on the microphone and do it with the microphone off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Let's punish
people. Make a point.
Yeah, here we go. Ready? Here we go. Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about? Go ahead. Yeah, sorry. We can't keep going. We can't hear you because our equipment's broken.
It's a good story, though.
Okay,
yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, go ahead.
Sounds good.
It's a mac and cheese bagel.
Something about a bagel?
Yeah.
Great story.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
That does sound good.
It
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
I would get that.
I'm going to go by there and get that off that menu.
You got to be kidding me.
Is it now available?
Yes, it's now available.
Now available.
Yep.
So go get it.
Okay.
If you know what it is.
Do you want to try this one more time, but on somebody else's microphone?
I will.
So dumb.
It's so dumb.
Okay, well.
You know, I blame everybody.
Oh,
who?
I blame everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, I blame our producers. I blame engineers. I blame the world.
Okay.
What about the bosses?
Communism.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
I blame everybody. Go ahead, Morgan, number two.
There's a mac and cheese bagel.
Okay, here you go. Go ahead.
There's a mac and cheese bagel making its way onto the menu of Einstein Bros, and there's a lunch and a breakfast edition, and it's now available, so it looks pretty yummy.
I mean, this whole bit has taken all the... I wanted to hear about the bagel.
I know.
Now I'm just irritated again.
Do 24-year-olds call it Einstein Bros? Is that
That's what I was thinking the same thing.
Einstein Brothers, but...
Yeah, I thought it was Brothers.
Maybe
but.
It's a...
I just call it Einsteins.
I call it Einsteins.
Or bagels. Yeah, Einsteins.
That's good, Eddie. Get me off that, because I was just sick.
I know. I was going to come up with something.
I'll just park it and not ever leave talking about how irritated I am.
I know, man.
What are you irritated about?
I'm not. Don't. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Morgan.
Yep.
Number two. Now time for a never going to get it. I'd like to submit working equipment that we're never going to get here.
Oh.
How do they expect us to get ratings if we can't have equipment that works? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that whole thing didn't sound very pro.
No. Listen, we're at the most pro show anyway. So at least you got to give us equipment that works to give us a fighting chance.
Give us a chance.
Just give us a chance. That's all we want. All we are saying is give us a chance.
Come on.
Hey, nice. See, Eddie and I just know where each other's going.
Yep. It's you know John Lennon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know that name?
No.
Oh. Never going to get it. The average worker spends 35 minutes a day doing this. The average person at work spends 35 minutes a day doing this. You call. You want to hop in on this? We'll take a caller. 877-77-BOBBY. I can't promise you the phone's going to work. At this point, I don't even know. Call us. You guys come up with your answer. You want to take a shot at a lunchbox?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Checking their cell phone.
Their cell phone. That's not it. All right. You're never going to get a question is... The average worker spends 35 minutes doing this. Let's go to Kelsey in North Carolina. Hey, Kelsey.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good. Sort of. I've been having some issues with the equipment. I'm glad you asked. Because, no, I probably shouldn't. I should just stop and move on.
Yeah, probably.
Go ahead. Kelsey, go ahead.
I think that's their total bathroom time.
Oh, it's a lot of time.
That is a lot.
No, that's not it. Amy, your answer.
chatting with other coworkers.
Oh, Lunchbox, no. Dirty guest, checking the phone. Eddie?
I'm going to go something totally different.
Go ahead.
Actual work. Everything else is the distraction.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah. Come on, hit that.
Oh, that's like us. That's like you guys.
Oh, I mean, that's what. Yeah. I hope it is.
Oh, it's like come from personal places. Yeah. No, that's not it.
That's
sorry.
Not it.
No. The answer is playing games, either on their computer or their phone.
Oh. I don't play games at work.
So 30. You,
lucky
but you.
But
you shop over there.
Lucky ooh, you. I don't play
got
games.
Her.
Yeah, Amy's
hey,
over there.
That wasn't the.
Amy.
That wasn't the answer.
Amy, what
it didn't
did you buy
say,
today?
It didn't say shopping. It's still early.
Hey, Kelsey, you still there?
I am.
How's your morning going?
It's great. I just got to work.
Yeah? What kind of job you have?
Well, I'm a teacher, so I actually don't get to go to the bathroom that much at work.
What's your rule, by the way? What grade do you teach? What age?
I teach third grade.
Okay, so if a kid comes up to you and says, Miss Kelsey, I got pee. What's the rule?
Well, we take 3 strict bathroom breaks a day, so I usually say no unless they're, like, sweating.
Can you tell, though, when they're lying? They come and say, Miss Kelsey, I got to pee. Tee-hee.
For sure.
Huh.
If it's an emergency, they're like sweating bullets. Like, they really got to go.
What is on the lesson plan for today?
Well, we're learning about time, elapsed time.
Elapsed time.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Like, you know, if you wake up at 7 and you do something for 32 minutes and then something else for 20 minutes, what time is it when you're done?
7:52.
Good job. A plus.
Okay, show off.
What?
Wow. Show off.
Good job.
I'm
good
just
job,
trying
Bobby.
To write that. Bobby, do good. Bobby, do good.
Good job.
Yay.
Now go to the restroom.
Okay.
So good.
So you're doing elapsed time. What else are you doing today?
We're also writing a paper on water conservation.
Okay, so.
Oh, boy.
In which respect? Like, it's bad or good?
Well, I guess they could have picked either one, but all of them picked good because they're good people.
Okay. What if one of them would have said, Ms. Kelsey, I think water conservation's bad. Can I write a paper on that?
Yeah, I would have said, prove it with 3 good reasons.
Ooh, tough.
Oh, that's cool.
That's tough. That's tough. And so how's the lunches in third grade? What do they get to do there?
Like, what do they eat?
Well, what happens? Do you eat in the cafeteria? Do you get to pick your food? What time is the lunch?
They eat lunch at 12:30. Yeah, they get to pick their food. I think they have like 2 different options.
That's but both of those things are crazy to me. First of
late.
All, 12:30.
That's late.
That does seem late.
Yep.
That's like Uncle Frank's time when he's working at the mill,
yeah.
Like where I come from.
Because like my kids eat breakfast at like 6:30 a.m.
Like my stepdad worked at Weyerhaeuser Sawmill. He ate like 12:30, 1 o'clock because there's a lot to get done in the morning because the trains had to move out. And so these third graders at 12:30.
Isn't that normal?
It is.
Aren't they all hangry?
I feel like 11 would be.
Time.
They'd be better.
What'd you say, Kelsey?
We eat snack at like 10:45.
You have a snack time in third grade?
Yeah.
Man.
I need a snack too.
How do you get that snack? Does it roll around in the cart?
No, they bring it.
Man, what if somebody brings like a fruit roll up, but then someone has a peanut?
You know that happens.
Oh, they bring their own. I thought you meant like the school brings it to your classroom.
No, some kids get it from the school, but most of them bring it.
Okay.
So what's a good snack?
Like fruit.
Fruit, you say?
Yeah, they don't really bring that, though. They bring like Cheez-Its, cookies, Pepsi.
Pepsi! That can be the snack?
Pepsi. I'm not kidding. I heard that can crack open the other day, and I was like, what in the world?
So Kelsey's on the phone. She's a third grade teacher, and you're in North Carolina. What town are you near?
I teach in Wendell, which is like 20 minutes outside of Raleigh.
Oh, okay.
This is what I'd like to do, if you'll allow me. How big's your class?
We have 21 students.
I would like to buy all 21 of those kids a snack.
No way. A good snack?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You can pick the snack. I want to send the snack courtesy of the Bobby Bone Show. And it's got to be a healthy snack, though. No Pepsi.
Okay.
Like,
how about Capri Sun?
No. It can be fruit. Man. And maybe I work with Miss Kelsey off the air. We figure out the appropriate snack. But I'd like to send your whole class a snack from us here at the Bobby Bone Show. Can we do that?
Yes, you can. Thank you so much.
And so, I appreciate you calling and listening. And let's have less Pepsi, more fruity.
You know? Send them ice cream.
No, ice cream.
Oh.
No ice cream. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. And we'll get your information. But, and then let us know afterward how it went. We'll get your number and talk to you again.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Let's get her.
Okay.
There you go.
That's cool.
Try to get.
Pepsi.
I didn't. Wait, hold on. What was I going to ask her about lunch? Time.
Yeah.
What time. They get to eat. They get to pick their food. Hey, Kelsey. Kelsey.
Yes.
They get to pick their food at lunch? They're in third grade. Let's give them one option here.
Well, it's just two options. It's 2018. It's not like the 60s when you were in elementary
school. Oh!
First of all, Kelsey.
Got him.
I was born in the 80s. When were you born, Kelsey?
In 1994.
Hey, take that snack back. She wants to be, she wants to get mouthy. Well, take the snack back.
Wow.
No, don't take it out on the kids.
Okay, so you were born in 1994. Yeah. 2004. I'm doing lapsed time here.
Yeah,
so,
there we go.
So you're a new teacher, huh? You're like 24, 25?
I'm 23.
2004.
Yeah, this is my second year.
Hold on. Let me do the lapse time again.
Carry the one.
10 year, 94, then 2004, then 2014, and then 18. That's 24.
Well, she must
had
be
a birthday
later
year.
This year.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not that crazy. I wasn't born in the 60s.
Yeah.
Relax. Relax with the 60s.
She got you with that. It's 2018. It's very funny.
I mean, but what are they choosing before?
Yeah.
Choosing from?
Back when I was a kid in Mountain Pine High School, Mountain Pine, Arkansas. You got one food.
Mm-hmm. And it was on a tray.
If you're lucky.
Oh.
If they didn't just dump it in your hands.
Plop.
Kelsey, what is it?
What do they get to choose?
Yeah, let me guess. They get to have duck du jour or some paprika style pasta. Yeah. Go ahead.
There's pizza, hot dogs. Oh, sometimes they have chicken and waffles.
Wow.
What? Chicken and waffles?
Well, it's like a bag of the mini Eggo waffles and chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Oh, mini chicken and waffles. That's still chicken and waffles.
It's kind of cute.
Hey, let me ask you this question. You talk about, what was the food? Pizza. Is it square pizza still? Or is, let me guess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is square?
It's probably just easiest to bake that way.
No, I figure it's easiest to cut that way. You just one
and
big
the pepperonis
long.
Are well,
the
like
way
little
the ovens
cubes.
Are.
Because there's no no crust.
Mm-hmm.
You just cut it right down the middle.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to tell you.
A good talk.
Kelsey, I've liked this call a lot and you've irritated me at the same time, so congratulations. Hey, I'm going to send your whole classroom a snack here from the Bobby Bone Show. Okay, don't hang up.
Okay.
I'll put you on hold. Okay, hurry up with her because she's got to get to class. You got to teach America's next generation. You know what I mean? Dang, she hit me with that. Now the 23-year-old's getting lippy with me.
We were in school in the 60s.
But when you were young, didn't you think everybody even a few years older than you was
like
really, really old?
Yeah, really old. Yes. Oh, I'm 38, man. Got two things happening in a bit. Lunchbox, I think he's going to be at Walgreens. Is that true? Hey, dude.
What up?
So, Yodel Boy came in our studio, and he got famous for singing at a Walmart. And so, we thought if we sent Lunchbox to a Walgreens, and instead of yodeling, he sang reggae, that he had a chance to go viral. And so, he's confident of it, right?
Oh, man. Yes, man. We go viral, man.
All right.
Oh, great.
Yeah, no. Amy goes, what's he doing? No, that's his Jamaican.
Yeah.
So instead of yodeling at a Walmart, he's going to be reggaeing at a Walgreens. Excuse me?
You're Jamaican me crazy.
Oh.
Did you come up with that last night?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on. That's our homeland.
Okay.
Huh. Well, wait, he just went Irish on us,
I
think.
He's like a pirate.
Yeah.
Half Braveheart.
That happens coming in about 9 minutes, and then I have a big announcement coming up in about 30.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
this time is going by so slow. I've been waiting for this announcement.
I know. All the announcements. So there's that. Here's Tuesday's top five. These are the biggest five songs right now. At number five, Dierks Bentley, Woman Amen. Every night I should be. At number four, Darius Rucker, For the First Time. When was the last time? Jam 2. You did something for the first time. Let yourself go. Luke Combs is at number three with One Number Away. I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm done. He's got a new song, I think, called Beautiful Crazy. It's really good. You'll like it. I don't even know if that's going to be the next radio song, but yeah, it's good. Al Dean at number two, after spending a couple weeks in that number one spot, it's You Make It Easy at two. You make it easy. We all know that one, like that one. And Kane Brown, Heaven, is at number one. Everybody's jam. Heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be. Over on the pop chart, the number one song is Never Be the Same from Camila Cabello. Second week at number one. It's you, babe. This reminds me of that hair commercial. What she does, she's like, I'm Camila Cabello. And people told me I couldn't do it. But if you use Nutricessant, and then she walks out on stage and this comes on. Top hip hop songs from Drake. Nice for what? Song's a jam. Yeah. Video's really cool too. About female empowerment. Have you seen the video?
I haven't.
There you go. That's top five. I'm gonna come to you, Amy, for the royal wedding fact of the day in a second.
Okay.
Did you see though where Meghan Markle's dad? First of all, he had a heart attack, but then he really didn't because he faked.
What? No, he did have a heart attack.
No. Listen, this is what happened. He got busted selling pictures to the paparazzi, and they said, hey, you probably shouldn't come. So now he had a, quote, heart attack.
Dang.
Because what happened was he staged the pictures. He said, I'm going to be sitting here. Paparazzi took the pictures, sold them. His other daughter's involved in it. Oh. And so basically now he had a heart attack to keep him from going.
That is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I read an update that is a little different twist.
Mm-hmm. I read the newest update.
Oh, okay.
I was talking to Meghan Markle this morning.
Well, Meghan maybe still wants him to come, but I don't think he's going to.
Oh, you talked to Meghan this morning?
Yeah, I talked to her.
No, both of you guys talked to her. Okay.
She called me.
She's busy. All right, thanks for hanging out with us. She got plenty of time to talk to us before the radio show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You know, people say, oh, that's goals.
Yes, hashtag goals.
Yeah. This is goals for me. This is Ryan Robbins. High school kid, perfect on his SAT, ACT, and PSAT.
Wow.
Perfect. He's a junior at Naperville North High School. He studied hard. He also took time out of his year to tutor other students in need. Between studying and teaching, he got perfect scores on all of his tests.
Wow.
Look at this guy. He's going to go to school somewhere on the East Coast. I worked hard. I was pretty good at those tests, but I worked at learning how to take the tests. Like, I went and worked in a golf course. I did maintenance on a golf course, and I saved up for a class, and I went and took the class on how to take the test.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much learning what was on the test. There's a strategy. There's strategy in everything. It's not so much about what you learn. It's learning actually how to game the system.
Yeah.
My whole life's gaming the system.
I took one of those classes too.
How'd that work out?
Not well.
Oh, it did it? Because you didn't take it right.
Yeah, I mean, all my friends were taking the class. So
oh,
I took the class,
okay.
So it talks the whole time.
I had no friends that took the class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had no friends actually. So, yeah.
Hey, I have a question for you. So, like, whenever it's multiple choice and they say, like, if you don't know, just go with C, is that accurate?
I never did that.
I've never heard that.
No, I've heard that before.
Really?
Okay.
It's just stay consistent with your inconsistency. Because,
so guess the same letter every time.
Right, because if you guess C every time, eventually some of them are going to be C. If you're all over the place,
right,
you may get none of them right.
Makes sense. I feel like I really wish I would have known that.
So I think that would be my strategy if I didn't know, but I always felt like I had some sort of educated guess. Context clues.
Not
even.
Just clueless, so let me put C.
No, because I really worked hard on learning that test.
Yeah.
And not only that, I mean, in ninth grade, I scored high enough on my ACT. I got a scholarship in ninth grade.
Dang.
And I got no girls even then. And I was like, what up, ladies?
I mean, who's taking the ACT in ninth grade?
I took it in seventh grade.
Okay.
What? No, you didn't.
I did.
Nerd alert.
Because I wanted to see how well I would do.
Yeah.
And in ninth grade, I took it and got it.
Me too. Fun. Friday night.
Man, and you weren't getting all the ladies?
Mm-mm.
That's shocking.
I'm telling you. Because I think I made a 24 or 25 on my ACT in ninth grade. And I went to school that day and I was like, line up, ladies.
Yeah.
The guy's here.
Yeah, but that stuff pays off later. So you're getting the ladies now.
Well, here's the thing.
Right?
No, not so much. Oh. No, not so much. But I'm trying.
Man.
Yeah.
Are you?
No, not so much. That's the thing.
There's
not
no class
yet.
For that one.
I'm just waiting. I'm saving it. I'm lucky charming my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Eat all the oats first and the marshmallows.
Okay,
at
see,
the end.
You're living it wrong.
Wait.
Marshmallows first.
No.
Who are the oats?
That's the hard work.
Oh, okay, hard work.
I do all the work first, and then I celebrate it with my marshmallows.
You're going to get the marshmallows later. A girl is the marshmallows.
I hope.
Yeah. But you've had a few marshmallows. That's what I'm saying.
You've had
some marshmallows.
But I'm not comparing women to marshmallows. I'm comparing my life to marshmallows.
But they float
Lucky
away.
Charms.
Got it.
This has nothing to do with women. You work hard early. You eat all the oats. Then you have all your marshmallows later.
Enjoy the fruits later.
Yes.
Got it.
Thank you. That's called the Lucky Charms theory. Not really a theory.
Effect.
But a method.
No, like
Lucky Charms method. Okay, there you go. That's telling me something good, by the way. If you suffer from fear of missing out, then don't wait. You have to download the addictive mobile puzzle game that everyone's playing called Best Fiends. You've heard me right. Best Fiends, like friends without the R. 85 million people have already downloaded this game. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of these cute characters, then you level up those characters and beat more bad guys. I introduce people to the game all the time. Listeners tweet me about it all the time. Download it. You can play it by yourself. You can connect with friends, connect with family. You can also compete at Best Fiends. They do update the game all the time. There are over 2,000 levels. There's always something new in the game. Best Fiends is not like any of the other puzzle games. Just check it out. I can tell you all this, but just check it out for yourself. Solve your fear of missing out right now. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends without the R. Best Fiends, check it out. Let me know what you think about it and what you're playing it all the time. Send me a note. Tell me how addicted you've been.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Over to Amy right now with the corny.
The morning corny.
What did the noodle say when he left the room?
What did the noodle say when he left the room?
Pasta la vista, baby.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That was the morning corny.
That's pretty good.
Jamming, like that one, yeah. Jamming, hey. Jamming, jamming. And we're jamming in the name of the Lord.
So the yodel kid goes into Walmart and sings. Lunchbox is going to be the reggae kid. He's in Walgreens. And so it's to see.
And he's an old dude.
Yeah, everything is the opposite. Yeah. But he's convinced he can go viral from this now. It's his second plan. Hey, Lunch.
Hey, how's it going this morning, Mon?
Oh. It's good, brother.
Brother.
Thank you, Mon. Thank you. Much love.
So he has to either get 20 people to stop and watch him sing or get kicked out. One of the two. Which happens first? 20 people stops and watches him sing, or he gets kicked out of Walgreens?
Come on, Amy. What do you
think? I'm going to be hopeful here, and I'm going to hope that... Oh, no, it's not going to happen. He's going to get kicked out. Yeah. I mean, 20 people, early morning Walgreens runs, that's a lot.
All they have to do is stop in their tracks and watch, and then walk off. If they stop, it counts.
Oh, okay.
20 people will stop, or... He gets kicked out.
He gets kicked out.
Eddie?
20 people just stop.
They have to just stop.
Man, he still gets kicked out.
What do you think?
Well, Lunchbox.
Come on, Bobby, have hope.
Who's
for the
got
world.
Faith in you?
Yeah,
who's
yeah,
got
yeah.
faith in you?
Well, so far, nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody has faith in me.
He lost his accent. You're...
He's back to Lunchbox.
Oh, sorry, Mon.
Okay.
Hey, Mon.
I say that he gets kicked out. Okay.
Mon.
Yes.
Wait, Mon. Hello, Mon.
Yeah.
Okay, there's only one problem, Mon. There's an armed security guard, Mon, with a real gun, Mon.
He counts.
Oh, he counts. Yeah, he stopped.
He counts as five. If he watches you and just checks it out, that counts as five people.
Okay, Mon, because he got a gun on his hip, Mon.
He's not going to shoot you for singing in a Walgreens.
Yeah, you're not doing
Bobby.
Anything wrong.
Dude, what if it happened? You know how much news we'd make?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'd try to get shot.
Yeah, Mon, I'd be dead, Mon.
No, be shot in the leg.
In the foot.
Like the toe.
Yeah.
The
foot. Hey, let me talk to Morgan number two for a second.
Okay, Mon. There you go, Mon.
No, man.
Okay. Stop that. Okay.
Hello?
Hey, so... You be the judge and let me know how many people really stop, okay?
Okay.
Just wait.
I will.
All right. How do you feel? Do you feel safe? You're protected by a security guard that we sent out there.
Yes. I mean, I'm a little worried for Lunchbox. There's an interesting group of people here, and we'll see how many stop. And there's lots of little kids too, so they may be interested.
All right, put Lunchbox back on, please. Thank you.
Hello, Mon.
Okay, you ready?
Oh, you want me to go in, Mon?
So the yodel kid yodeled at Walmart. Lunchbox is reggaeing at Walgreens. And he's either going to get kicked out or... Yep. Go ahead.
I got a question, Mon.
Yeah.
Hey, Mon, I'm here to go viral, Mon. Or do I just sing?
Just sing, man. The yodel kid didn't go, hey, everybody, I'm ready to go viral. He just sang because that's where his heart was. You know what I mean?
Well, I think they edited that part of the video. But, okay, Mon.
Are you ready? What are you going to sing?
Don't worry.
I'm going to sing a song by my friend Three Little Birds, Mon.
Oh, Three Little Birds. By your
friend Three Little Birds.
Your friend Three Little Birds?
Is that not who sings the song, Mon?
That's the name of the song.
I don't know who sings the song.
It's called Three Little Birds.
Okay, well, that's the one I'm going to sing.
By Bob Marley.
Oh, that's my boy Bob.
Yeah. All right, are you ready?
Okay, I'm walking in the store, Mon.
Okay, Lunchbox is in Walgreens. He's going to try to go viral.
I'm beeping my eye, man. Here we go. I'm going to put you on speaker.
You got to go to an aisle.
Yeah. No, I'm right here at the front. Don't worry.
Okay. Oh, so you can run out?
Yeah. If he pulls a gun, I run, man.
He's not going to pull a gun.
I run, man.
All right, go ahead.
I got
go ahead.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Don't worry about a thing, man, cause everything's gonna be alright. Sing it. Don't worry, man, about a thing, cause every little thing's
Can
gonna be alright.
If you're in the store and some guy just comes in singing,
I'm out.
Rise up in the morning, man. Smile with the rising sun, man. Three little birds singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true, my man. Saying, this is my message to you. Sing it. Don't worry about a thing. Cause every little thing's gonna be alright, man. Sing it. Don't worry about a thing.
Hey, how's it going
Don't
over
worry,
there?
Hey. Cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Rise up this morning.
Oh, well, second verse.
With the rising sun.
He's thinking attack.
Little bird. Pitch by my doorstep. Don't worry about a thing, man.
Are they just gonna let him sing?
It's very true. Oh, singing hey. This little message to you.
Lunchbox.
What?
How's it going?
Come on. Man, it's great, man. You know, don't worry about a thing.
They're letting him go.
Are they just gonna let you go?
Every little thing's gonna be all right. Singing, don't worry about a thing.
He knows three words.
No, I got the whole news. Rise up in this morning.
How many people will stop to watch you?
Smile with the rising sun, man. No one cares, man.
No. They're just going to let you
no
sing?
No one, man. They're just letting me sing, man. Yes, sing a sweet song. A melody pure and true.
What's the security guard doing?
Oh, he's just chilling, man.
Tell him go different song.
Hey, switch songs.
Bad Boys, Cops. Dude,
yeah, oh, Bad Boys.
Ooh, yeah, what you
bad
gonna
boys.
Do?
Bad Boys,
Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad Boys, Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Who let the dogs out?
Who? Is anyone recording you so it can go viral? Like, has anyone pulled their phones out?
I mean, no. They just give me weird looks, man. Hey, man, hey. You know, Jamaica, man. Oh.
Tell me you have a bobsled team.
What?
Jamaica, we have a bobsled team.
Jamaica, we got a bobsled team.
Okay.
We go on to the Olympics with the bobsled team.
Okay, they don't care. No one cares?
No. Wow.
No one's stopping, nor anyone wants to kick
viral.
You out.
No.
How do you feel your viral chances are right now?
Oh, I think they're going to review the security footage, and it's going viral for sure.
Oh, so the security footage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to beat a dead horse here, so why don't you just come on back?
All right. Thank you, man.
They didn't do anything the whole time.
The security guard, did he even move?
No, man. They just look at me, man.
Okay, you can get out of character.
I can get out. Okay, well, that was really awkward. They just kind of turned and looked at me. One lady laughed, and that was about it.
One?
And then everybody just kept checking out their groceries. No big deal.
So, no viral... No kicked out.
No, we're going viral.
Interesting.
I mean, I feel like we need to give this Walmart yodeling kid or Lunchbox needs to give him more credit than...
Because he made people stop and pay attention.
Exactly.
Nobody cared about this dude.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, hold on.
He's getting attacked right now.
Hey. You listening to me?
Yes.
No. One guy stopped Morgan number two on the way on goes, that guy got in trouble for something. So they paid attention. There was people paying attention, but they didn't acknowledge me.
All right.
Did you film that?
Yeah, I got a little bit of film.
No, not a little bit. Did you film that?
Okay. I'm done. All right, there we go.
Hey, Bobby. How's it going?
Really good. What's up with you?
Nothing. I just wanted to let you guys know that the whole thing with Lunchbox was absolutely hilarious. I'm, like, crying on my way to work, laughing so hard. And I just really appreciate everything that you guys do every morning. Yeah, you guys make my commute that much better. So
I just wanted
to let you guys know that.
Yeah, a lot of time and effort went into thinking that bit.
A lot of time.
Thank you for the call. I was a little disappointed he didn't get kicked out people didn't come up and say, hey, man, you're doing a great job. Instead, he just sang and nobody did anything, you know?
I feel like we kind of just expect those things to happen now, especially in a Walgreens super early in the morning, so maybe that's why.
Oh, well, I guess it's also funny that nobody cares.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, so. They kind of just let you do your thing, so.
Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Hope you have a wonderful day. We'll,
catch up later.
There he is. Lunchbox walking back in the studio here. Can never go back to that Walgreens again.
No.
They know you now.
Yeah.
They probably don't even care. There you go. I have an announcement to make. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for being here today, all of America. Now, in my life, there have been some things that have happened that I'm not proud of, but some that I am. There have been some difficulties, but sometimes there aren't. And I'm proud to let everyone know that I will be returning to American Idol this week to mentor the top three. That is great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
He's back.
Thank you very much. America's mentor is back.
Back.
Wow.
So, yes.
Wow, have you been training?
No, actually.
Oh.
And it was not the plan. Meaning we didn't set... It wasn't the plan to go, hey, do the top 24 and then come back for the final three.
No, so you like you legit were so impressive that they invited you back?
Or everybody else canceled. One of the two. But hopefully the first.
Okay. We'll hope for that.
But I'm going back to mentor the top three. Gabby, Maddie, and Caleb. And I will be on, and I'll be at the live show on Sunday. So I'm doing my stand-up show in Austin, and then I go immediately back to Los Angeles. I go in two parts. I go tape on Thursday, and then I go to Austin to do my comedy show, and then I fly back on Saturday to be at the live studio. I've never been to a live show before.
Wow. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's the final performances, like the finale of the performances. So I'm returning to American Idol to mentor the top three. Just when you thought America's mentor was done?
No, I thought you were totally done.
Boom. Who comes back to mentor America?
You do.
This guy. But yeah, I'm very excited. And it would not happen without all the listeners that were tweeting and Instagramming. Like, seriously, it just wouldn't happen. I talk about that, how this show only happens because the people who listen to it. But it just wouldn't have happened without everyone on social media going, hey, I'm watching. This is cool. Hashtag B-Team. Hashtag American Idol.
So is that the 10-to-1 celebration meal or whatever?
Oh, yeah. So what I'm doing is after I finish taping Idol, the second live episode.
It's on Sunday?
I'm going to have some pizza.
Whoa,
I haven't
good.
Had pizza in months. That's
on the calendar, boys.
Once they told me about 2 or 3 weeks ago that they wanted me to come back to mentor the top three, I thought, oop, got to drop some weight, which is why I'm back into weight drop phase. And so maybe I say wait for Memorial Day. But either way, I'll be back. American Idol, top three. Again, I taped this week, but the show airs on Sunday night, and I'll be in the crowd. So there it is.
That's exciting.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Very proud of that. My stepdad in Arkansas, Keith, is on the phone. Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. What are you doing?
We're just driving down the road, going to work.
So you're back.
Yeah, back at work.
So much like I'm back as America's mentor, you're back working at the park.
That's correct.
Yeah.
What do you think of Bobby being on American Idol?
Awesome. Very awesome.
Did you watch it when I was on the first time?
I did.
And what'd you think?
You are what you are. You know, you're great at it. I mean, you're the talk of the town, man.
Wait, was graduation last night?
I don't know. I went to the Fountain Lake graduation to watch Lindsay Belize, but I didn't know the Mountain Pine graduation was going on.
I think it was, because I have a scholarship that I give to a kid,
mm-hmm.
and I had to give it yesterday evening, like submit who it was. I think it may have been last night. Huh. So anyway, so you went to Fountain Lake graduation?
Yes, Lindsay Belize. You know, the Belize is there. She goes to school there.
Oh, okay.
You know.
So
no, I know. I'm just thinking, we're Mountain Pine.
Right.
He graduated from Mountain Pine. So did I.
Yeah, I always usually go, but it slipped up on me. I didn't know anything about it.
You been catching any fish?
A few.
Yeah? What? Like what?
Oh, everything. Bass, stripers, you know. I'm all species fisherman.
Do you fish before work at all, now that you're back at the park or no?
Yeah, we're back working. We're just listening to Lunchbox going down the road and getting a laugh out of it.
What do you think of that guy?
He's wild and crazy.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
What do you got on the agenda today at work? Do you know?
When I went to the court.
What up?
Oh, when he went to
when
court.
When I went to court the other day, it was just too much, man.
Oh, with the ticket, when he went and fought the system?
Yeah.
Yeah, he won. You know that, right?
Yeah, he's that kind of guy.
Yeah. Hey, so what's happening at work today?
We're just going way down the other side of the lake over to an area called Wachita to mow the grass, man. That's it.
How big's your mower?
We're going to make tall grass into short grass.
You got a big mower?
We do. We have two big mowers.
If I come over there, can I drive one of those?
You sure can.
Is there a lot? Don't need?
Yeah, like a permit.
Will they care?
They probably care, but, you know. Drive anyway.
All right. Well, just thought I'd check in and say hello. Go ahead.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how interested are you in the royal wedding?
In the royal wedding?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm on a scale of like 0.
Oh, come on.
That's interesting. Do you know who's getting married?
No. Somebody in England, right?
Yeah. That's true.
That's overseas. That's across the water. I'm not concerned with that. If it ain't war or anything like that, okay. Man, who cares?
But he's marrying an American.
Well, if he ain't American, he ain't American. That's what I say.
Okay.
It's America, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's good. Right. There he is.
Okay.
Arkansas.
What's overseas that we need, man?
Oil. But that's
That's not in England.
Oh,
the iPhone.
Technology.
A lot of technology coming over here.
Hey, and we'll figure it out here. No big deal.
What kind of cell phone do you have?
I have an Android.
But a smartphone?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have the iHeartRadio app on your phone?
I don't have anything like that. All I need a phone for is to call and text, and maybe Google some stuff. That's about it.
So you don't use any apps?
I'm very not a technology kind of a guy.
So no Instagram?
No
Instagram. You should totally get on there because you could post your fish. Like every time you'd be like, catch of the day, hashtag.
Yeah, well.
You put the hashtag before the words. That's why none of your hashtags work, Amy. Do you know what a hashtag is?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. See? I need to spend some time with them.
You
work with them on this.
No, I mean, also.
See, I don't want everybody knowing what I'm doing, you know? I don't want everybody knowing exactly what I'm doing.
Well, you don't have to.
Friends don't know what I'm doing.
You don't have to tag your location.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
All right, we'll let you get back to work. You in the truck with anybody?
Pardon me?
You in the truck with anyone right now?
Yeah, Dwayne's sitting by me.
Yeah,
Ripley stopped at the store.
Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwayne, he's a technology guy. He knows what he's doing.
All right, well, I'll let you get back to it. Thanks for checking in. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, it's soon. All right, talking to you.
See you, bud. There you go. Arkansas Keith on the phone. There he is. Some people are commenting that you guys didn't react all surprised whenever I made my American Idol announcement that I'm back. But you guys already knew.
Yeah.
It was different than the first time when nobody knew.
Yeah.
And when But you guys already knew because I had to okay my travel schedule with Amy.
Oh. Yeah. So was everything approved?
Yeah, you guys should approve.
All good. He could go be America's mentor. Yeah. Yes. Go do your thing.
Yeah. America thanks you, Amy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I get to mentor because I had to check
those
Amy's
three
schedule.
People left. They should be like, what?
That's right. Hey, what's happening with John Cena, by the way?
What do you mean?
Well, he goes on the show, on the Today Show, and is all going, I want Nikki back.
Oh, really? He wants her back?
Well, yeah.
Who's it? Nikki Minaj?
She's a wrestler.
Nikki Bella. I don't know her either, except for the fact that they're dating each other, and they were. So here's John Cena on the Today Show.
I had my heart broken out of nowhere. I still love Nicole. I still would love to marry Nicole. I still would love to have a family with Nicole. There was an unfortunate set of circumstances where our relationship ended. There's been a lot of speculation recently about me being seen in public, and everyone's thinking like, oh, John Cena's enjoying the single life. No. I was supposed to be married and have a honeymoon over these 2 weeks. It's the first time in 15 years that I've taken a vacation. I am in my house alone.
Oh. Okay, so I heard that he had to, like, before she moved in with him, after they got engaged or whatever, that she had to sign a contract to even, like, move in.
Yeah, and, like an 80-page one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard that too, Bones? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they weren't married. And he said, hey, I can't have you move in.
And have access to
have
all
access
my
to
life.
Everything, yeah. And then I die and you take it.
Right.
My family doesn't
sort of
get
like
it.
A prenup, but, you know,
a
just to live with them.
Pre-marriage.
Just to date him, you know?
That's what I need.
What? You do not need a contract to be dated.
Then I have an excuse.
Oh,
Bones,
dear.
How do you think he sounds in that clip?
He sounds scripted.
No, he sounds...
He doesn't?
sad and maybe on something.
Oh, really?
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
Like he's sedated a little bit?
Like he's super obviously down and out.
And yeah. He hasn't taken a vacation in 15 years? Please.
Please.
I don't believe that for 1 minute, John Cena.
I don't even know what happened between them. Here's her response.
Wow. Well, I'm speechless. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good stuff.
Is this a publicity stunt?
No, I've read that she wanted kids, and he didn't. And he said, look, if she wants kids, she's going to have to leave me. And she left.
Oh.
And
that's
now
what you heard, Lunchbox?
That's what I read. My sources.
Y'all've never watched their reality show?
No, have you?
They have a reality show?
Yeah. So she's a wrestler, and I think it's her sister. I don't know if they're twins or they just look an awful lot alike, but they wrestle, and they sometimes have their hair like funky colors, and I forget what it's called, like divas. Divas in the ring or...
Yeah. She's like, I never heard of you. You know what it's called, divas. Yeah. Right.
Something. Right. I can't remember.
It's on Wednesdays.
Is it good?
But, well, sometimes John will be... He's in it, too, because obviously he's a wrestler and he's in their life. I mean, I don't know that it's good. I haven't seen it enough, but I know... I dabble.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the... It just sounded sad on the Today Show.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Like, he was making a public plea to get her back. So, obviously, she's not taking his calls. I hear that, too. Otherwise, why don't you just say it to her?
Right.
He's like, I'm supposed to be on my honeymoon right now.
I haven't taken a vacation in 72 years.
Aw, poor guy.
I know.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This 69-year-old dude reached his life goal of climbing Mount Everest at the age of 69. Only problem is he tried at 25, suffered frostbite, and lost both his legs.
Oh, wow. Wait, he lost his legs actually climbing it?
Yes. Got frostbite, lost both legs. Wow. He said, I'm not giving up on my dream. 69 years old, he reached the top.
How do you do it with no legs?
Prosthetics.
Wow. Frostbite, huh?
Wow.
I think I give up once I lose my legs on that mountain.
When you never make it, tell me something good then.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why I've never been featured in this segment.
That's right. And he's 69, so he's old and has prosthetic legs. No, I mean, don't look at me like he's not old. He's almost 70.
Yeah, that's true. So I know.
70's old.
It is. You're right.
My favorite age.
Is it?
69, yeah.
Okay.
Do you know they're coming out with Bill and Ted 3, speaking of that?
No.
We were talking about Bill and Ted.
We were.
Yeah, the script's done. They're already about to start shooting.
What's it going
to
be called?
They're older men now, and they have to go back and write the perfect song because they forgot they didn't do it.
And they're in the band Wild Stallions.
Uh-huh.
There's a Bill and Ted 2.
Uh-huh.
Bogus Journey.
Bogus Journey.
Oh, okay. I do know that one.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. There you go. Hey, thanks for that, Lunchbox.
You're welcome. Get to climbing.
That's on my list.
What is?
I mean, I would like to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Why? If you're not a mountain climber, why would you? Like, why not for you? I would think
on
you
my
would
list.
Want.
Okay. Why,
I can't judge you.
Yeah,
you're right.
Exactly.
I can't. My bad.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
I feel
bad.
Judged
you
for
should.
Having a list.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Tomorrow is the world premiere of that new Sam Hunt song. If you haven't heard any of it, here's some of it.
Just another Tuesday night without you. As long as you're still in my head, there ain't no way that I can paint a ghost town red. Downtown's dead. Downtown's dead.
So tomorrow, the new Sam Hunt plays, and we'll do it every hour as a premiere. About time.
Sounds nice. Cool, man.
Give us some of that music, Sam. Come on.
Just another Tuesday night without you.
So tomorrow that'll happen. I want to do the shot caller spelling bee coming up in a second. Where
we'll put it on you.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's a great idea, Amy.
Well, I didn't know you just said when we do the.
But
shot
I misspoke. And
oh.
I mean, we as a show will do the bit, but
because you were a. Some
yeah,
kind
you're
of bee
spelling,
champ.
No, Quiz Bowl champion.
In seventh grade.
All the things, like you were
I'll
captain.
Do it. Fine, I'll put the shocker on my neck. I don't care.
For
fine.
Real?
Fine.
Yeah!
Do we get to pick the words?
But I can't host the game then. You have to like Ray do it. And they'll find the words.
Okay.
Because if I host it, then you'll be like, you're reading
right.
The words.
Correct.
Okay.
But hey, man. Welcome
you'll do
to the
it.
Game. All right.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Listen, I'm a pretty good speller.
Mm-hmm. I know you
but
are.
But I wasn't spelling bee champion.
Just
I was Geography B champion.
Geography B.
And Quiz Bowl captain from 7th grade to 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So spelling is probably my weakest area.
Big difference.
Yeah. I'll do it. So I'll do it Amy will do
I
it.
I will not do it.
Yeah, you will.
No,
and Lunchbox
is
will do
no.
it.
Love it.
Today?
I'm going to put it. Yeah, all of us are.
Today?
I went to the semifinals of the Scripps.
I can't spell even now. I can't. Then it's gotten worse.
Okay.
Then you'll get shocked.
Because, then all three, we'll do it. We'll do a few words each. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's coming up.
The T-H-E. Got it.
It'll be words like that.
Well, that'd be amazing.
I saw your Insta story, Amy, where you took your kids and made them meet the neighbors.
Yeah.
Because that was the challenge she had until yesterday.
She waited until yesterday.
Of course. Bobby, he's right. I need a deadline. If give me a deadline, I'll do it.
So she went around and took the kids, and you had to make them understand what a neighbor is. Because the orphanage, they just stayed in the orphanage.
Right. They did not know neighbors. They don't understand that it's somebody else's house and someone lives there and you can't just like walk up to their door and their yard. Like you go up and you knock. You can't just walk in.
Do they think that's the case?
I mean, yeah. For the first, like we'd be out riding bikes in the beginning. I would say like a month or two ago, whenever the talk of this started, they would just want to, they'd be like, "Ooh, this house is beautiful." And they would just want to walk up and walk inside and think, "We want this to be our house." I'm like, it's not really how it works. So people live there, so you need to meet them. So that's
what
we did.
What'd you make cookies?
Made cookies, plated them up, put saran wrap over it, and went door to door.
So would you knock?
Uh-huh. Knocked or doorbell. Most people in my neighborhood, we realized nobody has doorbells. So knocked. First person we went to was TJ from Brothers Osborne. He's one of our neighbors. And he was super nice, really kind to the kids, kind of was like, okay, yeah, I'm a neighbor, like, you know, if you need to borrow anything, just let me know.
Nice to meet you, kids.
Yeah,
hey,
nice
but
to
it
meet
ain't
you.
My fault. Hey.
He had just flown in from London or
something. Oh, yeah, they just played some UK shows.
Mm-hmm. And I had no idea who would be home or what. I wasn't expecting him to be home, but he was. Brought his dogs out, let the kids play with the dogs, super kind. Then, you know, Stashira, my daughter, she was just like, okay. You know, we practiced saying, bye, neighbor. She's like, I'll see you around. Bye, neighbor. And then on to the next house and knocked on the door.
Do you feel like at the end of that, they had a concept then of neighbors?
I feel like they had a concept of neighbors. They were excited to go do it. They weren't shy. I wasn't forcing them to go up. It was super cute. They were like, okay, next house. And then it was good for me and my husband, too. We got to meet some of the neighbors and kind of get to know who's around us. Yeah. I thought it was all in all a good experience, and it's just not going to happen all the time. Like, I had too many cookies baking up in the house.
Oh, there's a bag of cookies out
oh,
there?
Oh, yeah, because my husband was like, you're taking the rest of those to work, because he's like, oh, they're just calling my name. I'm like, I know, we got to get them out of the house.
They're calling my name. So, as your work husband, Kiki.
Yeah, get them out.
I can't be around stuff. I'll eat them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're in the hall.
No, I have to walk by the hall to my office, though.
Okay, sorry. I know, they smell.
You two get to work on eating those cookies.
No, I'm out.
Eddie, you're my work wife. Go and eat the cookies.
Okay.
They're pretty good.
Oh, you ate some?
Yeah, I had one.
Taylor in New York, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, what's up with you?
Hey, not much. I was excited to hear that you're back on American Idol.
Yeah, me too. I'm very thankful that they've invited me back this week. So I will go and mentor and then be in the audience on Sunday night. So, yeah.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, I haven't fully been paying attention to the season, but we watched when you were on, and we were pleased sure to watch again when you're there.
Well, watch the finale. There are three left, and it should be interesting. For sure, two of them should be there. One's borderline, depending on what America thinks.
Okay.
I like all three of them. But just what'd you say there, Taylor?
Oh, I was saying dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So dramatic.
That's right. Yeah. You know. So, I'm very thankful. Thank you for calling. But I will be back on American Idol mentoring the top three this week. I don't really know about what yet. Because it's their last time to perform.
Yeah.
And I think there's some celebrities performing. And it's like a whole big deal because it's the final week. That's all. You want to play this game or no?
Ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean.
Do you want me to go first and get it over with?
Just.
Or third?
Whatever. I don't even want to do this.
Oh, Eddie's got the big camera out recording.
I'm so ready for this.
I'll just go first. Okay. So what we have in the studio is a... it's a big dog shot collar.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Mike D will strap it around my neck. Now, this is for dogs over 100 pounds. I would never use this on a dog, by the way.
Only, of course not.
Only a human. Go ahead. Strap me up. Oh, hold on. Don't... Who's got the button?
It's right here.
Don't shock me until we're ready to go.
Who's shocking?
I will.
No. He's playing the game.
Ray?
Yeah, Ray will, because Ray's hosting it, right?
Yeah, hit me.
Check
to see if it works,
test
Ray.
It real quick.
Bobby, you test it out on us.
Put it on your arm, Mike.
Mike, put it on your chest.
It works.
It works. Right,
Raymond.
Yeah, I got it.
If you shock me when it's not time to shock, go ahead, shock
me. You're fired.
Is this on Facebook Live?
Get whoa, under, baby. Go under his headphones. Headphone. Yeah, okay. Headphones.
Easy.
Or don't.
Do not.
Test it.
Well, no, don't. Raymond?
No, you always test it on
we
us.
We just tested on Mike.
But you didn't get the test.
Are you ready, Raymond? What's the...
I got your word. You ready?
Wait, no. How many words are we doing?
Hey, why are you sweating, buddy?
How many words are we doing?
I got 3 words for you.
Okay. So you're going to ask me a word,
yeah,
and I spell it.
Yeah.
And don't shock me unless I miss
I'm
it.
I'm not.
That's how spelling works, Bobby.
All right. Put on 10. Put on 10.
Go ahead.
It's all the way to 10. Don't, the level 10. I'm not going to shock you.
Do not shock me until it's time to shock me.
All right, first word. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Indict.
Whoa. I don't even know.
I have no idea what that is.
Can I have it in a sentence, please?
If you go to jail, you've been indicted.
What? That's not how... No.
Indict. Mm-hmm. Did you shock me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dude, relax.
This thing sucks. I have a dog shock collar on my neck. Indict. Mm-hmm. I-N-D-I-C-T. Indict.
Correct.
Ah! One down.
All right, second word. You ready?
Go ahead.
Pronunciation.
Oh gosh, I'm not even.
What's up, Aim?
I wouldn't get it.
Pronunciation. Can you use that in a sentence, please?
Amy has trouble with pronunciations.
Very true.
Can you give me the root origin of that word?
American.
American. Pronunciation.
American. We're just making stuff up.
Pronunciation. P R O N U N C I A T I O N pronunciation.
Correct.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it's pronunciation or pronunciation.
Depends on how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
One more.
All right.
Don't shock me. Don't lift your hand up like that. I don't like when you lift your hand up. It's like you're gonna shock me.
All right.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Keep handkerchief.
Would anyone like to steal this word?
Also pronounced.
Whoa.
I think there's a double pronunciation.
There is.
How is it also pronounced?
Handkerchief?
Handkerchief. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Like, who would pronounce it handkerchief?
Oh. Handkerchief?
Depends where you're from.
Yeah. It depends on your origin.
Handkerchief. Wait, no. Hey, no, come on, man. Now I got my head.
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief. Mm. Handkerchief. H A N. Can I start over?
Yes.
What?
H-A-N-D Hanker K-E-R C I-E-F handkerchief.
Ooh.
Incorrect.
Wait.
Hold on, what?
You gotta put the shocker on.
You
put the shocker
on
your neck.
I did?
Yes.
Where?
You forgot the H in chief.
Oh, no.
Stupid. Put the shocker on the neck. Coming down in 3.
No,
two,
put it on your neck.
One.
Put it on your neck. Mike, hold it tight on his neck.
Coming down in 3.
Wait. I forgot a letter.
Put it on your neck.
You forgot the H.
That's a stupid word.
Mike D, remember, he leaves you in Toronto.
Put your hand down. What'd you say, Eddie?
Mike D, remember, he almost left you in Toronto.
I didn't almost. I was going to.
Exactly. So, Mike, you make sure that's on his neck.
Coming down in 3. Two, one, here we go.
No, hold on. Do you want to tighten it? So, I'm only doing it one time, so tighten it up.
Just make sure it's touching his neck.
I know. Yeah. How long are you going to shock me for?
3 seconds.
What?
Three, two, one, here we go.
Oh, God.
That was it.
How do you like it? Oh. Fun game? Huh?
I loved it. Let's do more of it.
Yeah. Let's do more.
All right, who next?
I mean, whatever. I'll do it.
Fun
Let's
game,
get it
huh?
over with. I'm going to get shocked every single time.
I can't find... That scares the crap out of you, man.
Mike D, put that on Amy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Amy's up, y'all.
I can't believe I left a letter out. I didn't even.
H. Forgot the H I was following along.
You just don't think straight with that thing on your body.
Nope.
Let's go, Dees.
Okay.
Oh, three words.
I'm just gonna take these out. All right. Yeah.
You want some mentoring from America's Mentor real quick?
Sure, what do you have to say?
Try not to think about that thing on your neck.
Oh, they're gonna tell her to spell the words correctly.
There's no way I'm even gonna get the word. Like, I can't spell for anything. All right.
Don't go in with a defeated attitude.
I have to prepare myself.
Oh.
Just to get shocked.
All right, Amy's got the dog collar strapped around her neck.
Oh, on this side.
All right, is it touching your neck?
Yep.
All right, ready, Ray?
Yep.
Go
First
ahead.
Word is embarrass.
That's an impossible word.
Embarrass. E M B A. Oh, shoot, is it E? Embarrass. R. R.
Well, how many R's do you use there?
Hold on. E. E. Embarrass. E. M. B. A. R. No, it's E. R. R. A. S. S.
R. R.
She got it right.
Wait, hold on. What, now, I got it right.
She said double S's at the end. She got it right.
Spell it again. Because you never said anything.
Okay.
You just kept saying letters.
E. M. B. A. R-R-A-S-S.
Yes. Jenny Wright.
Wow.
What is happening?
All right, second
that
word.
That is unbelievable.
Okay, ready. Hit me.
Recommend.
Nah.
R-E-C-O-M-M-E-N-D.
Correct.
What? Yeah. Man, I'm so proud of myself right now.
All right, third word. Last one.
Yeah.
This is a toughie. So, ready?
Ooh, that's a toughie. Go ahead.
Liaison.
Whoa.
That's the easiest one you got.
Man, I use that word a lot. It sounds good, you know, if you're like, oh, it's the liaison between. But can I spell it? L-E. Is that not right?
How do you miss the second letter in liaison?
Wrong.
Wow. Is it I?
Here comes a shock.
L is an I.
Shocking. It's 3-2-1. Got her. L-I-A-I-S-O-N.
L-I. Liaison. Whatever.
All right, lunch is turned.
Oh,
we gotta hit the break. Right, we'll come back and do it. Lunchbox after this break here. 3.5 minutes. That's scary, right?
Yeah, but why are you hating on me? You go, how do you miss the second letter of liaison?
Because I wanted
to
get
like
shocked.
E doesn't make sense.
It
does.
It's not a person named Lee.
I know.
Lee Thomas Miller.
I mean, now that I'm thinking about it.
All right, we'll come back on Lunchbox. Lee. Hold on a minute. Yeah. Hey, tomorrow, Sam Hunt, world premiere. Got that new song. It's called Downtown's Dead. Here's a clip of it. That's all you get right now. Just a little teaser. Tomorrow morning, Sam Hunt, world premiere. We got to get Lunchbox here with this shock collar spelling bee. These are words commonly misspelled. He's got the shocker on.
It's time to use the shocker. It's time to scream and yell. It's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones Show.
Raymond, you ready for word number one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, word number one.
Yeah.
Cemetery.
Oh, come on. Yeah, that's an easy one. Go ahead.
Cemetery.
Yes.
It's not easy. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I'm thinking. I know it starts with a C. Cemetery.
He says a dog shot collar on his neck.
I'm going for it. C-E-M-E-T-A-R-Y. Cemetery.
Incorrect. It's E R Y.
Wow, I would have missed that too. Wow.
No, I don't think that's
Say
right.
It again.
Oh, spell it. Spell it to me.
C E M E T E R Y.
Wow.
Terry. You spell Terry T A R Y. You don't spell Terry.
Oh, wow.
T-E-R-Y.
It is E R Y.
Yeah.
Shocker. Coming down in 3-2-1.
Got him. That's enough.
Lunch has the dog shot collar on. That's I'd have missed that one too. What else?
All right, next word.
I think you tricked me.
Rhythm.
Oh,
that's so hard.
Yeah, rhythm.
Rhythm. I got a lot of rhythm on the dance floor.
Go ahead.
Rhythm.
Got that dog collar tight around his neck right now.
Rhythm.
Just ready to shock him.
Rhythm. R-Y-T-H-M-N. Rhythm.
Oh, wait,
incorrect.
Wait, what?
Oh, is that like is that like an abbreviation?
Silent K.
Hey, you know, possum is not spelled with
a P. Wait, why'd you spell it so fast? You should have slowed down and really thought about that.
No, that was how I spell it. How do you spell it then?
Okay, hold on.
R-H-Y-T-H-M, right?
Correct.
Oh, good job,
Bobby.
Oh,
so I added the N because I had extra rhythm.
Rhythm. Hey. Rhythm. L-M-N-O-P.
Coming down in 3-2-1.
All right, all
Got it.
Like four times. You did it four times.
That's how I've done with everybody.
No, you've done it three for everybody, so don't start cheating or I'll put you in the cemetery with an E-R-Y.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right, third word.
Pun you very much. Go ahead.
Maintenance.
Oh, this maintenance.
Oh, come on.
Is,
maintenance.
Bobby, maintenance is the worst.
I used to be a maintenance man.
Yeah, but I don't ever spell it right, ever.
Oh, I used to have to write it up all the time.
When would you ever spell maintenance?
When I was a maintenance man on the golf course.
Oh, under job description. For the
job course maintenance.
Maintenance.
Yeah, maintenance.
Maintenance.
Maintenance. Spell it.
There ain't no way I'm going to get this right. Maintenance. Huh. Well, you got a mate. That would be... I'm trying to break it down.
Yeah, there you go.
You got a mate. But that could be a trick.
Yeah.
Do you spell mate M-A-T-E? Or do you do it M-A-I-T? Maintenance.
Is he for real? Is this guy for real?
Main. Oh, wait. Hold on. Now that I say it again, there may be an N in there. Maintenance. No, that ain't right. Say it again.
Maintenance.
Golly! Maintenance. All right. M-A-I-T-E-N-A-N-C-E. Maintenance.
Incorrect.
What?
You forgot an N.
Yeah. No, I did not. Main. You didn't do M-A-I-N.
It's maintenance.
Well, you said maintenance. You didn't say maintenance.
It's pronounced maintenance.
No, I don't
it's
think
not
it,
pronounced.
Also, there's a silent N now. There's no silent N in
That's
rhythm.
How it's pronounced.
Ray, shock him.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, you got me,
Got it. That's it. I ain't got you more.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a silent N in maintenance. Give me this.
Well, you're kind of saying maintenance.
Rhythm.
You're saying main.
Q.
Maintenance.
JJJ.
Let's just look at the paper right now. He's studying the paper.
Yeah, I don't
maintenance.
Think I got cheated.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Would you like to bet some shots on that? Or if you got cheated, Ray will take shocks.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just don't think Amy spelled her words
right. Oh, now she's going back. He's going back to other people.
Okay. And I think I got the hardest words because there's a silent N in maintenance and rhythm.
It's not silent. Maintenance.
You're saying it.
No, he said maintenance.
Yeah. Okay.
And the way I hear you saying it, it sounds like an
mate.
N.
No, he said mate.
No, he didn't.
He said maintenance.
All right. This is interesting. Hillary, our phone screener. Hey, get her in here for 1 second if you don't mind, Raymond. Apparently she has this thing where if she tweezes her eyebrow, she goes into sneezing fits.
Oh, that's funny.
We're going to try this?
So she can't pluck without sneezing?
But if we have any pluckers.
Let me find some. I'll be back.
Well, I want to talk to her about this first. So
no, I may have some.
She plucks and starts sneezing. Hi, Hillary.
Hi.
So what's the deal? If you pull out an eyebrow, you start...
I sneeze.
Every time?
Pretty much. I have like a sneezing attack.
An attack or you sneeze once?
I sneeze multiple times.
So if,
that's so crazy.
If Amy's going through her bag, no pluckers?
No, but Eddie may have some.
We're getting some.
You have some tweezers?
Yeah.
There's some coming on the way. Okay, so when did you realize this is a problem?
When I first started plucking my eyebrows.
What about waxing? Can you wax them?
Yeah, but I don't really like to do that.
You have a thing against waxing?
I feel like it thins your eyebrows. Do you think so, Amy?
Oh,
do you
wax
your eyebrows?
No, I don't. But I mean, yeah, I can see. You can overpluck or overwax easily.
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah. Waxing hurts.
Well, we're going to try it. Hang out for a minute. They're going to find you some tweezers.
Okay.
It's like, hey, we're going to try to see if you sneeze attack.
It's awesome.
You think so?
Yeah.
This segment interests you?
Well, I mean, the fact
Eddie,
that it's
Eddie, are you into this or what?
No. There are people into it.
There are people
Eddie's
into
like,
that kind of
stuff. I got tweezers, hold up, got them.
Yeah, he went running.
He did.
Guys, I'm the video guy for the show. Yeah. I need stuff like this.
Yeah? Okay.
Not your excuse.
We'll come back with the tweezers in a second. Amy's air conditioner went out. And it's like 90 degrees now.
High 93.
Yeah, so what did you guys do last night?
The kids made a pallet and slept in this. We found like, well, the coolest room for them. And they got to sleep. And they thought they were so pumped. Like, they were excited. Plus, they're from Haiti, so they weren't even really that hot. But I just wanted to, I didn't want to, I felt bad putting them in a room where there was no air. So I let them sleep in their little playroom area on a pallet. They thought it was amazing.
Did they go to sleep?
I hope so.
How are they sleeping these days?
Good.
Because when they moved here...
I'm telling you, Bobby, it is night and day.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's the sleep situation, which I was scared was never going to be under control, is finally there. It's not a fight to get them to go to bed. If we say it's time to go to bed, we get up, we go to bed.
Really?
It's amazing. And then I think she's sleeping better. There was some times where she'd be like, I'd leave her in the room and I wouldn't know she wasn't sleeping, our daughter. But, I mean, she wakes up rested, and they go to school and, like, have good days, and it's great.
How about that? What a change a few months make.
Oh my gosh.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
So true.
We have tweezers in here now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you gonna, do you pull your own out?
Yeah. Or does Eddie want to do it?
Eddie. No. Saying,
stop it.
No.
Okay.
That scares me.
Here is our screener, Hillary, tweezing her eyebrow. Let's see if
this
she goes
hurts.
Into a sneezing fit.
I hate this.
Go ahead. Here she goes. She's up at her eye. She's tweezing and she's pulling and
that one didn't
pulled.
Work.
No sneeze.
No sneeze.
Oh, for one. She's pulling again here. Pulling. No sneeze.
It's not working.
Pulling. No sneeze. Oh.
I'm like going to disappoint y'all.
Yeah. Like when you drove the car into the building.
Like that.
Yeah. Just like that. She's pulling again.
Not...
Wow.
Maybe the thing is, do it in public.
Maybe the thing is, it's like, you know, when there's pressure on.
Maybe. Yeah.
You can't, like when I have
you
to
can't
pee,
go to the bathroom.
And somebody's looking at my wiener, I can't pee. Isn't that what happens?
I guess.
Stage fright.
Oh, I guess they're just looking at me or in the same room, whatever. Hillary's.
I'm sorry to disappoint y'all.
That's all right. Well, she's just ripping
eyebrows look good, though.
Yeah.
A-plus. Eyebrows on fleek.
A-plus. Oh, stop it.
That.
Stop it.
No?
Stop
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
That's funny.
Good one, Hillary.
Hillary just tried to pluck her eyebrows because she claimed she sneezed every time she pulled an eye.
How many do you think
she
plucked out?
How many did you
pull,
Hillary? Two. No sneezes.
Man.
Hold out two, no sneezes.
You can tell we don't tape this show.
We try everything.
Or fake it.
Yeah,
or we don't tape it or fake it.
That's true. Nah, how about that? Need to delete this from the list of segments.
Delete. Oh, was that going to be a weekly?
No.
Every time she has to pluck.
No, a weekly pluck and sneeze.
We should do the royal wedding fact of the day.
Let's do it.
And now bringing us the royal wedding fact of the day is Amy.
At 36 years old, Meghan Markle will be the oldest royal bride when she marries Prince Harry. Before Meghan, the oldest royal bride was Kate, who was 29 when she married William.
And that's your royal fact of the day. Thank you. Yes, Lunchbox.
How old is this prince guy?
32 or so, 33.
So he's going older woman.
That would be the case if she's older than him, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just didn't know. I thought
he's 33, so yeah, she's 3 years older.
I was looking at some pictures of her on Deal or No Deal yesterday.
Uh-huh.
She looked good?
When she was a briefcase
just,
model.
Yeah, it's just crazy. She's on Deal or No Deal as a briefcase model.
Pretty
now
awesome.
She's Princess of Wales.
All those Deal or No Deal models are pretty.
Well, they're models.
Yeah.
But, yes.
Is she going to stay acting or is she done? Does she have
no,
to give up
done.
Her career?
She's done with Suits, yeah.
Oh, she has to give up her career because she's a princess.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's going to be pretty busy. Princesses stay busy. Yeah, they do all sorts of philanthropic work, and they go from their house in the country to their house in the
oh, that's
Sussex
city, and they.
I read a story that Queen Elizabeth is still mad at Meghan Markle's dad because he posed for pictures.
Because it's an embarrassment.
He sold it to the paparazzi, and then all of a sudden he has a heart attack, so he can't go.
Okay, but I read that he was like, "Look, the paparazzi just kept getting unflattering pictures of me, so why wouldn't I stage it to where I at least look good in the photos?"
Not only that, she now doesn't want anyone to walk her down the aisle. She's like, I'm 36, and my dad's not going to be here.
And she's divorced. She's been married before.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing,
that's
huh?
That's a thing. Yeah, that's royal wedding. The queen, I don't think, likes that.
What about the fact that her ex-husband is like, dang.
Is he going to the wedding?
Prob's not.
Prob's not.
I don't know. I'm not that interested in it until Amy just keeps talking about it, and she watched.
Did you watch the Lifetime movie?
Ah, it looks like I missed it. No.
Why didn't you? I don't understand. Like it was.
What
so
did
bit...
you learn from the Lifetime movie?
Well, I learned that a lot of stuff on the movie was fake because I started Googling it.
But what did you learn from the movie?
Well, I don't know that they're like really in love and that there could possibly quite be a feud between Kate and Meghan behind the scenes.
Why?
Well, I don't. Kate like just doesn't like that. Kate's a commoner, so they have that in common. But she doesn't like that she's got all these different things, that drama that Harry could be dealing with that he wouldn't otherwise have to deal with if he married someone that fit the role.
Kate's business anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that that's real.
Yeah. Was it on the movie? Then it was real.
Yep.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. The pile of stories. If Amy were curating the news, if she were a news director even, what would the news be? That's what this is here. Here we go.
The Bobby Bones.
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
The Supreme Court has ruled to overturn the federal ban on sports gambling.
What that means is you can now gamble.
Yeah. So I was reading, like, how is this going to affect some of the pro sports teams and maybe fixing that goes on?
Well, if there was fixing, that would be illegal and people would already be involved. Because it's not illegal to gamble everywhere. It's been illegal in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah. But, hey, Raymond, you're a big gambler. How do you feel about this?
Yeah.
I do mine offshore, so it doesn't affect me that much. But eventually, if we can do it at a racetrack an hour away, that'd be awesome to do that. To head with the boys and go do some sports betting at a racetrack. I think that's where it'll start. Places like that, casinos and racetracks. So if you don't have one of those in one of your cities, you're not going to have sports gambling. It's going to start at those places.
MGM already has an app ready to go that if they, state by state, when it gets legalized, boom, you can download the app and it tracks you by GPS. You can gamble right there on your phone.
All right.
Wow.
Probably a bit away from that for now, but it is going to be legal everywhere. And Raymond's going to be
fun.
Yep. Yeah. What else?
Which, speaking of apps, have you seen the one that's getting couples in trouble? Or
oh, Tinder?
Someone in no, 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 no.
That's
not,
obvious.
Not like
what's
that.
What's Grindr? The other one?
It's not what you're thinking.
Hinge.
No.
Hinge? What?
It does have to do with money. It's a money app, and it's Venmo. And the thing is, the transactions are public, and a lot of times you have to put, you know, what the service was for. It makes you type in something. Some husbands and wives or boyfriends or girlfriends, they're seeing their partner's transactions and they're like, whoa, did you spend money on this? Who did you pay this for? Blah, blah, blah. So just be aware, if you're using the Venmo app, they can track how much you're spending, and that's causing a lot of issues in relationships right now. And shout out to the world's oldest man who turned 112 years old. And some people are just lucky, because this dude, his secret to a long life is he smokes 12 cigars a day, and his favorite drink is whiskey and Coke, and he also enjoys waffles, pancakes, cinnamon rolls, and Dr. Pepper.
Genetics are a major part of why people can live.
Huge.
I mean, major. You can do things to alter your trail a bit, but really not that much.
That guy gives me hope.
I know. Eddie.
You know, because well, I mean, I've treated my body pretty bad.
You're either determined to live a long time or not.
Oh, man, I hope I live a while.
How old does everybody think they're going to live to? Or what age do you even want to live to? Because do you want to be 100?
Infinity.
Yeah. Immortal.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's a weird question. I'd like to live to 100.
But you can still take care of yourself?
What do you mean?
Well, like, do you want to live to 100, but you need help? Yeah.
I need help now. What are you guys talking about?
God, that's true. It's so true.
What would be different?
Okay, never mind.
Different help.
Yeah, good point.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
All right, that's up for today. What's happening?
I'm probably going to be sitting in my house waiting for our air conditioner person to come. You know, that window between...
Oh, yeah, between noon and 9 p.m.?
Yeah, because our air conditioner, went out. So just dealing with that. What about you?
I have a Bobby cast tonight with Jesse Frazier, big writer, pretty much songs. I recorded a Bobby cast last night with Lindsay L.
Saw that?
Yeah. It won't go up this week, but we'll see. It'll probably go up next week.
How did that go?
Good.
Yeah?
I'm not saying much else about it. Okay. I think next week,
Mike D, how was it?
Good.
He says it's good. Okay.
We have a new studio in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a new record coming out next week.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
The Continuum Project.
That's right.
So
the John Mayer.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be up. So, yeah, that happened last night. We have a client event right after this with the Masterboat people where they're going to bring food, which is always awesome. So we're going to go do that and eat. Who's playing? Craig Campbell?
Yes.
Craig Campbell's playing at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Eddie, you doing anything today?
Craig Campbell and Smoked Meat. Yeah, Junior has a baseball game before playoffs. This is the last regular season game.
Your four-year-old?
My four-year-old, man, and their team is so good.
Is it like T-ball?
No, it's coach pitch. So the coach, you know, pretty much just lobs it nice and easy to them. And they, man, our team is really, really good.
Is your son good, though?
Yeah, he's the youngest out of the team, so he's probably the worst person. But he's actually pretty good. He got 2 hits last game.
Do they get to keep score?
Oh, yeah, and I'm the scorekeeper.
Oh, boy.
I go in the press box, and they said they're going to try to get a microphone for me so I can announce for the playoffs.
Because
you're the radio guy?
Yeah, that's just what I do.
So you're going to be like,
now
hey,
coming up, Batty Bird.
Hey, I get to pick their walk-on music.
That's fun.
Yeah.
You do?
Maybe. Yeah, how cool would that be?
He's like, here's Junior. How you like to lay low? I've
been people what you bringing to the table. Don't forget, the snack bar's open for another hour.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, pretty much. We got 5 hot dogs left, guys. 5 hot dogs left, so go get them.
That's funny.
They said they count the hot dogs left. They do inventory.
Yeah,
hot dog inventory.
They don't want to sell them.
Yeah, you don't want to be left with hot dogs.
Well, good luck with that, Ed.
Thanks, man.
Eddie.
Thanks.
Eduardo.
Lunchbox in the bathroom, so I don't even know where you went.
He's fine.
We're going to go. See you tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out with us here. We'll see you on Wednesday's Bobby Bones Show. There you go.
Bobby Bones.